Stephen Foster's Sunday Show.
BBC Radio Suffolk.
Sarah Jane Morris has one of the most powerful voices in popular music. She's best known for her contribution to the Communards' number one, Don't Leave Me This Way. That was in 1986, and since those days, Sarah Jane has been in much demand as a vocalist in her own right, releasing a string of fine albums and selling out concerts throughout Europe. Over the past 20 years or so, she's been a favourite at Fleece Jazz, and she's back there on the Friday before Christmas. Sarah Jane's been telling me how highly she rates Fleece Jazz and all those involved in it.
They're a wonderful group of people. I see it as an eccentric little hole in Suffolk. What is wonderful is that they, you know, by paying their money into a fund, everybody, by joining Fleece originally, they would be able to bring in the best of jazz around the world, actually. You know, when American acts came over, they were able to bring them up because they had a fund. And it was very important to get jazz out of London and move it around the country. And places like Fleece Jazz are what really helped that. They helped Leanne, they helped Ian Shaw, Antonio Forcioni, myself, Barb Junger, many, many people would, Gilad Atman, you know, very many people would sing the praises of Fleece Jazz. You know, when we first started, it was at Boxford, the Fleece, so it was upstairs in a pub. So, you know, there was not necessarily anything to suggest an intimate feeling by the actual room, but because of the audience and the people that run it, it just became the most intimate, wonderful venue. It's very important, and I know that in a recession that we've had and when no money is put into music, the arts, but particularly music venues, it's getting harder and harder for these type of places to survive, and they need all the support that we can give them.
I first saw you at Fleece Jazz when they were upstairs at the Fleece in Boxford. Saw
yep.
you several times there with various musicians, and I was always struck by what a rapport you had immediately with the crowd. I know they were very close, but how does that feel to have the crowd so close to you on stage?
You know, initially it's terrifying because, you know, when I'm in Italy, I play to you know, between 1,000 and 5,000 people, and that's quite large. So you don't get to see people's faces in the same way, and you don't get to hear the size of the conversations they might be having with each other. And somewhere that intimate, you do. And so it can be very scary. But because they're such a warm audience, and you know, most of my audiences tend to be intelligent too, because they wouldn't have tracked me down had they wanted, you know, just another little love song. It's very rewarding. It's the circle that it should be. I give out, I get back. They are an audience like no other that I play to around the country. And what is also wonderful, I mean, now I'm a celiac. They actually provide gluten-free bread, but what they do is they offer us all as musicians, because we've usually travelled a long way, and they appreciate it. Afterwards, they offer us coffee and sandwiches, and we all sit round with the people that have booked us, who are all volunteers. And it's a lovely way to finish the evening. It's a community.
And you're there later this month on Friday the 20th of December at the Stoke-by-Nayland Club. Now, you've done that a couple of times in the past.
Yes, it's a lovely venue. And wherever they go, they make a wonderful venue. And I usually tend to stay there too, because the rooms are a reasonable price, and it's a long way for me to travel back, because now I live outside of Canterbury, so it's quite a long way to go. I'm doing that with Antonio Forcioni, who is a remarkable virtuoso guitarist who I've been aware of for years and years. We've both been aware of each other because we were both playing at similar venues, but never obviously on the same night. And it took to the two of us being asked to guest with Sarah Gillespie, a wonderful young singer-songwriter. And we both turned up unusually early. Musicians don't tend to be early. And there was time for us to have a coffee, so we sat down and we talked about how we'd always wanted to work together. Antonio is a man of his word, and he literally booked a concert for us almost immediately, so forcing the issue. We got together to do a rehearsal to think about what we would do, and I presumed it was going to be covers, but wasn't sure what they could be, because I didn't want it to clash with anything else that I was doing with Dominic Miller or with Tony Remy, being another guitarist. And we ended up by writing a whole album's worth of material in that day's rehearsal. And it was just very, very natural. It was kind of like Tuck and Patty meets Gil Scott-Heron. And so we're in the middle of recording that album, but ahead of having a release, we're doing concerts together to master our art together. It's a very rewarding collaboration. He doesn't need me. He's very self-sufficient. I need him more than he needs me, because a whole evening of a cappella voice is not quite the same as an evening of virtuoso guitar. But together we are a formidable strength. And we go to, because of my lyrics, Antonio is taken to areas he wouldn't normally go to, but he's very, very supportive of. You know, I'm in awe of his virtuosity. And a delightful man. So for the first time, we will be together at the Fleece.